You listen to all of it on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. It's been 65 years since Brown v. Board required schools nationwide to desegregate. But now in 2019, students, parents, and teachers are still having to call for integration. New York City schools are considered to be among the most segregated school systems in the country, according to a study done by UCLA. On Thursday of last week, hundreds of students rallied and demanded that things change. To demonstrate the lack of integration in schools, students separated themselves based on race and ethnicities on the steps of the Tweed Courthouse on Chambers Street. The rally was timed precisely to mark the 2 years it's been since Mayor Bill de Blasio convened a task force on desegregation in the city. The task force released its preliminary recommendations in February, and yesterday, de Blasio announced a new plan for school desegregation, which adopts most of the suggestions put forth by the School Diversity Advisory Group. Here to discuss the task force recommendations and the response from the mayor's office is WNYC's education reporter, Jessica Gould. Jessica, this is huge. So what is the School Diversity Advisory Group? Why was it formed?
Sure. So they go by SDAG.
SDAG. Okay.
And it's about 40 people composed of parents and educators, students, as well as leaders from nonprofits. It's really got a lot of the leading stakeholders in the group. And they've been meeting for 2 years and just put together their first major report, 118 pages wow. in February, with a whole list of recommendations, many of which were goals, aspirations. This is what we want the school system to look like. We want every school to look like the district that it's in, the demographics of the district, then the city as the whole. And so these are how they want to get to that end goal. And so, as you've said, students have been lobbying to see which of these recommendations the administration was going to embrace, and they've been pretty fierce in their activism. They've been calling into the Brian Lehrer Show, demanding answers, and this was the administration coming forward with what they plan to do.
Well, as you mentioned, Brian Lehrer, Maya Wiley, the civil rights activist, she's on this committee and she was on Brian's show this morning. We have some tape of her talking about the benefits of integration. Let's take a listen.
Dropout rates go down, graduation rates go up for all students, white students, because we should call this out. You know, we so often talk about integration as if it's only for students of color and somehow white students lose. The reality of the research is it improves. White students who go to integrated schools do better in college, and they do better on two parameters. One is they more effectively interact with all the students in college who do not look like them. And the other is they take more advantages of the opportunities colleges and universities offer as a result of having gone to integrated schools before college.
So that was Maya Wiley. She's part of this committee. So the report that was released in February, the findings, how were they translated into recommendations that were accepted yesterday?
Right. So I think the overarching theme here is that integration today isn't just moving bodies around. That's something that a lot of the task force wants to emphasize. There is an element that has to do with how students are admitted to schools and where they go, but it's broader than that. So they want culturally responsive education, so a diversity of voices included in the curriculum and where students can see themselves in it, teachers of color, and better discipline policies so that disparities in who gets disciplined are addressed. So these are what they were hoping to do. It's a whole breadth of what integration means now.
When it's boiled down to just moving bodies, it seems like that gets to be a sticking point, especially for people of a certain age, because it immediately brings around busing. That's the first thing people start to think about and all the negative connotations around it.
Yeah, and I think that that piece, the moving around bodies, is probably the most controversial piece and maybe the sort of most important or basic piece of it all. And in this report, the city is giving grants to 5 more school districts for them to do diversity plans, which have to do with integrating the schools individually. So we've seen some of these already in play. District 15 in Brooklyn, which covers Park Slope and Cobble Hill, as well as Red Hook and Sunset Park, they got rid of all screened admissions, which is, you know, a technical word, selective admissions, for their middle schools, and switched to a lottery that gave preference to students who were English language learners or homeless or from low-income families. And as a result, the demographics of who got into those schools are completely different than they were a year ago. And there's been some pushback in areas in Brooklyn because of it. Some parents I've talked to are taking their kids out of the system and going to private schools because they feel like it's not that they're against the integration plan. They're all for it. It's just that the school that they were matched with wasn't the school they said they wanted. It didn't have the personality, you know, didn't focus on arts in the same way or have the same services they thought for students with disabilities. So these are the kinds of things that we might see going forward from these other districts.
So how did the mayor respond to all of this?
Well, the mayor has been criticized for being slow-footed on this. But, you know, he wrote this op-ed in the Daily News yesterday saying that he was accepting 62 out of 67 of the recommendations and that this is a bold step forward for the city. And in terms of stated goals, it is. It's talking about integration head-on and, you know, embracing it as a value. The question is, what is going to actually make a difference in terms of policy here? As one of the students I talked to yesterday said, there are a lot of, we will encourage, we will support, school districts should, parents should, and they're concerned about accountability and deadlines. When is this going to happen? It's not fast enough for them. They're graduating. Mm-hmm. They haven't seen the change, and they're not sure who's going to be holding feet to the fire to make sure it goes through.
Out of those recommendations, are there any that are, you know, actionable right now, things that could be done, which you're talking about timelines that like this could go on forever? Is there anything that you saw that you thought or has been discussed, like, yeah, that can get put into place in the next year, 2-3 years?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the district diversity plans make a real difference, but they are being done ground up. The districts that they've chosen have raised their hands and said, we want to do this. So they're not imposing it on anybody who hasn't
That's
already said they want to do it. There's going to be a general assembly composed of students from every high school in the city. That's something that they can convene as soon as the summer. When I asked what they'll be voting, it's a general assembly with a vote, but what kinds of things they're going to be voting on, the Department of Education said, we'll be reviewing that this summer. So there is a certain open-endedness to this. That said, this task force is supposed to come through with its second set of recommendations, which are going to be more specific and probably, I think, a little sharper edged on gifted and talented programs and screened admissions at schools across the board. And those are super hot button issues and could really make a difference in the school system.
So I don't know if you're going to be able to answer this question, but this might be just a conversation we have. At this point, who would be, I mean, everybody says, yes, of course we want integration. Of course we want to have our schools not be segregated. So what's the problem?
What is holding them back?
What is holding that back from happening?
That is a huge question.
I
would really want to think about it. But I think one thing, as somebody with a small child myself and with friends with small children who are thinking about schools, you look at, you know, test scores at the schools in your neighborhood, and you think, well, those test scores are low, you know, and it's not necessarily that you're concerned about sending your kid to a school with more diversity. That's actually, I think, what a lot of people want. But when it comes to your own kid and the best academic results, I think it's really important to focus on what Maya Wiley said about how integration really does benefit students, all students, academically and, you know, with life skills going forward. And I think holding those two things together and weighing them is what a lot of parents are doing.
Part of the task force is student run, which I think is kind of interesting. Integrated NYC.
Yeah, it's student run maybe a little bit of an overstatement,
okay.
But there are students on the task force, and they created what's being called the framework for the whole set of recommendations, sort of the organizing principle. I want to get it right, so I'm just going to turn to the page, but it's called the 5 R's of real integration. And so these are how these recommendations are grouped. Race and enrollment, which we've mm-hmm. sort of discussed. Resources. So does every school have sports teams? Not in New York City, not every school does. Restorative justice. So replacing some of the disciplinary policies with training on how to be more restorative. Relationships, which they refer to as the culturally responsive curriculum. Mm-hmm. How do you relate to your students as a teacher? And representation, so that the people are represented in their curriculum and by their teachers, that there's personnel that reflect the school system as a whole, which the teaching force doesn't.
What's the next step? What's the next thing that's
right.
supposed to happen?
So there's this second set of recommendations
okay.
coming out, gifted and talented programs, screened admissions. I have a feeling that's going to be...
keep you busy?
Yeah, I think there are going to be a lot of people who want to share their opinions on that. So I've heard that's going to be out as soon as July, so we'll see.
My guest has been WNYC education reporter Jessica Gould. Thank you so much for joining us and filling us in.
Thank you.
Coming up, novelist Jessica Knoll joins us to talk about her recent piece in the New York Times that takes a critical look at how the wellness industry targets women. And we will be taking your calls. More after the break.